Welcome to the Friday, May 26th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 35th episode of the 22-23 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools as we near the end of another amazing school year. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Catherine Walton, science teacher at Ben Davis High School. She is our winner of this week's trivia question. Catherine, you win a jeans day for yourself and your team. I know we have just a couple days to use that, so if you need to carry it over to next year, make sure to let Mrs. Squire know. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another fantastic week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Monday, the Board of Education approved the appointment of Dr. Heather Pierce, who will be serving as our new Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education beginning July 1st. Tuesday was a very busy day. We started the day off with Unified Games through the Special Olympics. Special thank you to Mary Hendricks for arranging to have an Indy car for the, actually we had the 500 Camaro, one of the 500 Camaros here. We snuck it out of the track thanks to Mary Hendricks. And thank you to Megan Highfield for the amazing prop as we had a huge cauldron for lighting the torch to start our games off. The Parade of the Athletes was absolutely amazing for all of our schools and all of the competitors that we had, and we finished up with a medal ceremony for each one of those students. Also this week, many of our administrators, custodians, nurses, secretaries, coaches, SROs, and parent liaisons received training on how to identify and respond to an individual who may be overdosing. On April 24th, the board did approve our ability to stock naloxone, which is also commonly known as Narcan. It's a life-saving medication that can reverse an overdose in our district. So everyone who received training does have a dose of naloxone that they can carry on them, and we will have naloxone located around each of our buildings. They'll be stocked in every clinic and where we have all of our AEDs located. Also, our resource officers, athletic trainers, and nurses will have additional doses that they can utilize. We would like to thank Overdose Lifeline for providing the training and distribution of our naloxone kits at no cost. On Wednesday, we had our Sanders graduation. Congratulations to our Sanders students who will be graduating this year with the class of 2023. And then last night, we had the Ben Davis High School Evening of Excellence. Always great to see all of the amazing things the class of 2023 of Ben Davis High School is accomplishing and as they prepare to leave the high school onto their next adventure, either into the workforce or post-secondary opportunities. Also, Wayne Township Adult Education celebrated being selected as a Love Thy Neighbor Award. This award recognizes and celebrates community game changers in Indianapolis. We are so proud of the work that's happening at the Wayne Township Adult Education Program and all they are doing to offer access to educational opportunities and employment skills. Also this week, we had the opportunity to celebrate 41 individuals who have decided to retire at the end of this school year. Those 41 individuals have given 975 and a half years of service to the MSD of Wayne Township. Think about the number of children's lives that have been positively touched, the number of miles that have been driven, the square footage that has been cleaned, the meals that have been served by these 41 individuals over the course of their career. I have one of those individuals with me today, and I'm very excited to welcome today's guest, our Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education, Judy Stegman, after 36 years making the decision to retire. Also a Ben Davis High School graduate, so more than 36 years for sure in this district. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. I'm happy to be here.
Many of our listeners may know you as the assistant superintendent, may know you maybe in your role even as the principal of Stout Field, but your history goes back much further than that in the MSD of Wayne Township. Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
It actually began as a Ben Davis High School graduate. I was part of the first state championship swim team and really a proud graduate of Ben Davis. I loved the school and the community and wanted to come back. And so several years later, after I went to school to be an educator, came back and student taught at Westlake. In that year, it was hard to get jobs. I was one of many teachers looking for jobs and was told time after time as I knocked on principals' doors that there were no jobs and that I would just put in my application and wait until I get a call.
That was a much different scenario than it is today.
It was a very different time.
So we think about that, and we think about how hard it was to get a job, and education was thought of very differently when you were student teaching. There was a respect level from the community for teachers that has changed a little bit. So I want to get into that in a minute. But from student teaching, you actually got hired.
Yes, I was hired at Ruby Elementary. I had visited that principal a couple of times that summer. Each visit, he told me he did not have an opening and would not be hiring me. And I kept asking him questions about his school and asking him to give me a tour and trying to get to know him. And then surprisingly, the week before Labor Day, he called me and asked me to come for an interview. I interviewed on Wednesday night, was offered the job on Thursday, and actually started in my classroom the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend.
So there used to be a time where schools started later in August and September. We start super early now. How long had school been in session? Do you remember when you first started?
It was sometime in August, maybe just a couple of weeks at that point. So, yeah, it was a much different time in education.
Wow. First-year teacher, getting hired and having just a couple of days to set up your classroom and get ready for your students. Where'd you go from Roby? Or how long were you at Roby?
Well, it depends. 4 years after being at Roby, I was one of 15 teachers that the district riffed.
Oh, my goodness.
I was also back in a time where enrollment is dependent on employment, mm-hmm. right? And enrollment went down. There were state cuts and things changed. And so that happened in April of my fourth year, and was actually hired back on my birthday, the June school board meeting. Dr. Fleener called me after the school board meeting and told me that I was the 15th person, but they hired all 15 of us back. Mm-hmm. So I was excited about that and got to come back to my classroom. I spent 12 years at Roby. I loved every minute of it. The kids, the staff, the parents, just that connection and the connection you have when you're a classroom teacher like that with students is a feeling you'll never forget. Mm-hmm. And those are relationships that you'll always have. So that was a really powerful time for me.
So 12 years at Roby, all under the same principal?
A couple different principals.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what led to you leaving Roby?
Actually, I had tried several times, so here you go for that. I tried, that was back in the day, actually, that teachers were really working towards their master's. Everybody was going there.
Sure.
It was just a matter of time. I really couldn't decide. I loved language arts and math. My principal really encouraged me to think about leadership. And in all honesty, I kind of defaulted to that because I couldn't make a decision about language arts or math. And so I applied to go to Butler in their EPPSP program and got in. I was EPPSP group 15.
Okay.
We were 25 people in a room. Everyone introduces themselves, and they introduce themselves. I'm going to be the superintendent. I'm going to be a principal. I am a principal. I want to be an AP. And when they got to me, we were going in alphabetical order. I said, I hope at the end of the 2 years I know what I want to be. I said that I was coming really to look at leadership and say, is this the path that I want to take? Following that, I went back to teaching for a couple of years and really struggled as I got more and more opportunities to lead mm-hmm. between being able to dedicate the time I wanted to teach or to be a really good leader. And I felt the balance of the two were really, it was getting hard for me because I wanted to do both well.
Sure.
And so I decided then to go ahead and try for an AP position in Wayne. That was back in a time where we didn't even have APs in all of our schools. Not full-time APs. They were part-time APs, believe it or not.
Interesting.
And so I tried at Chapelwood. I tried at Rhodes. I tried at Chapel Glen and didn't score in any of those. And then finally, North Wayne came up, and I was hired mid-year, actually, with Gary Huddleston, who was the principal there then. And that's where I started my administrative career.
So, fun fact, you were at North Wayne as an assistant principal with Gary Huddleston. You hired somebody who we've mentioned just a few minutes ago in this podcast, who is actually going to be filling your role when you retire.
Yes, yes, Dr. Heather Pierce, we hired Gary and I. This was back in the day where we were looking for a teacher. We had a teacher resign right before the start of the year. We spent all day on a Saturday interviewing candidates, came to school on Monday. It was a teacher work day. We still hadn't felt like we had landed the candidate we were looking for, and at that time, Dr. Scholl called. And in the Ed Center, Dr. Pierce had stopped by to drop off her application in the day, and she ran into Dr. Mifflin. who had been her high school principal.
Right.
And he said, oh, come on here. You need to get your application in. And so believe it or not, the next couple of hours, they sent her out to interview. And so we brought together our fifth grade team. We interviewed her, and we recommended her hire that afternoon.
Wow. Wow. So a couple things you mentioned there. Obviously, exciting that a Ben Davis graduate is also following a Ben Davis graduate in your office. And that you have a connection all the way back to her first day of employment by hiring her at North Wayne. So what happened after North Wayne? What happened after that assistant principal role?
I was, believe it or not, I was there 3 years. I worked a year and a half with Gary Huddleston and a year and a half with Pat Cooney. And then I got the opportunity to be principal at Stout Field. And so I moved there actually mid-year in the year that I went there and got to work there. I think it was 11 and a half years. So,
wow.
It was another wonderful period of time. What I didn't realize that would transition in that transition is that in a classroom, you can create the conditions for kids to be successful and to grow through the course of the year and develop those relationships that really a leader and a team of teachers working collaboratively have the power to do that as a school as well. Mm-hmm. And so you can transition a whole school community. And just loved my opportunity there to work with the staff and the families. And it was a great experience.
Something that I'm sure most of our listeners don't even know about, during that time also is when I came to the district, when you were at Stout Field as a principal. And I came from a secondary background. I had been at high school and junior high level throughout my career. And Dr. Lantrip set up the opportunity for you and I to get together to talk about elementary issues and to help me to better understand what an elementary teacher and an elementary principal and what happens in the elementary schools. And you and I did some lunch and learns, and you were very gracious about giving me your knowledge and time and helping me to better understand what elementary looks like.
Mm-hmm. I remember when she called me to ask me to do that, and I thought, I don't have anything to tell him. What does he want to know? And she was like, oh, just talk about what you do. Just talk about what you do. And I'll never forget preparing for those meetings, just getting out the things that I did. I was like, yeah. Okay, I'm up with teachers this week. What did we talk about? And I'd pull those things out and kind of go over them with you and share the data and share my thinking. And I thought, you know, I think it's important that we help each other, and sometimes it's just those shared thinking opportunities that can really help each other grow.
Yeah.
So your questions challenged me, so I appreciated that as well.
Well, it was a great growth experience for me, and I appreciate that. And from there, you came over here to the Ed Center.
Yes, I did. Actually, Dr. Lantrip, who actually was also a high school graduate, same year I was at Ben Davis, she had got a superintendency. And that opened up that position. At that time, it was assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction and assessment. And I applied for that and came over to be a leader at the district level. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gee whiz. Was it 2013?
Wow.
I think I've lost track.
10 years being over here in the superintendent's cabinet. That's.
We'll have to ask Dr. Suggs to confirm that.
Okay.
Might have been 2014, now that I'm thinking about it.
That may be a future trivia question. We'll see.
There you go.
So as you think back on your career, you think back on 36 years in Wayne, you've mentioned several changes that have happened, but and we talked a little bit about the difference in when you applied to become a teacher after your student teaching versus kind of the struggle we're in now with a lot of open positions. And we know that colleges and schools of education are not attracting teacher candidates in the same way either in pre-service teachers. And so it's become a lot more challenging. But when you think about your 36 years in Wayne, what stands out? How do you sum that up? And I know it's a hard question, but what stands out most in those 36 years?
I think the power as a leader, in a leader at the classroom level, being a teacher, a leader within a school, a teacher leadership position within a school or administrator, but the power we have to create the conditions where people can question what we're doing, learn from each other, and collaborate to solve challenges we haven't solved before, I think that is what is most impactful to me, that is something I thought kind of only applied in the classroom and then applied in smaller, groups of people, but realized that that same philosophy has driven my entire administrative career and has helped the groups of people that I've worked with, because certainly it's not me, but it's all of the people. It's the teams of people that make the difference. But providing those conditions or creating those conditions really can make a difference in education.
Yeah, yeah. You made the hard decision to retire. It was one that I know that you thought a lot about and really toiled with timing. Now that you've made that decision, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, so many things. I think probably the biggest thing is the 2024 Olympics in Paris. So already have a couple sets of tickets for beach volleyball at the foot of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my goodness.
Tennis at Roland Garros. So I think that's probably the big trip I'm looking forward to. And then, I'll plan all kinds of things. But yeah, looking forward to that opportunity to kind of decide what it is I want to do.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Maybe Paris is going to be your favorite place on earth. The one thing that we always ask people on our podcast is, what is your favorite place on earth?
I'm not too picky. A beach anywhere, as long as my feet are in the sand and I have a book in my hand, I'm pretty happy there.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, Judy, thank you for being our guest today. And thank you for all that you've done over the course of your career for our community, for our district. We know you also have many siblings that also are graduates. And of course, your family has lived in Wayne for a long time, long time. So we want to thank you for all that you've done. And I want to personally thank you for being so instrumental as a member of the superintendent's cabinet over the course of your time here.
Thank you. It really has been my pleasure. Thank you.
We also want to thank our other 40 retirees that we were able to celebrate this week, and we wish them all so well as they move into the next phase of their life. Coming up, the greatest spectacle in racing happens this Sunday, the Indy 500. If you're not around inside the track to watch, we definitely know that you'll hear it or maybe even see it time-delayed on TV. No school on Monday, Memorial Day is happening. So we've already had our last Monday of the school year. Tuesday, May 30th, a Ben Davis ninth grade center evening of excellence is occurring. We always look forward to celebrating our ninth graders as they get ready to head into their 10th through 12th grade experience at either Ben Davis University High School, or Achieve. And our last student day is next Wednesday, May 31st, with our last teacher day next Thursday, June the 1st. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for our final episode of the school year. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.